iPhone launch. After 6 months of unprecedented hype, thousands of people last Friday finally got their hands on the iPhone, the new cell phone that Apple is banking on to become its third core business next to its money-making iPod players and Macintosh computers. By early evening Thursday, short lines of eager customers were camped out at Apple and AT&T stores across the nation. The gadget, which combines the functions of a cell phone, iPod media player, and web browser, went on sale in the United States at 6 p.m. last Friday. At Apple's flagship store in New York City, the trickle of customers that began queuing on Monday grew to hundreds by late Thursday, ready to brave yet another rainy night on the pavement of Fifth Avenue, outside the only 24-hour Apple store. The gadget, with a 3.5-inch touchscreen display, which Apple CEO Steve Jobs has touted as revolutionary, has been the focus of endless media speculation and has been parodied on late-night TV. Since its unveiling in January, expectations that it will become yet another blockbuster product for Apple has propelled the company's stock up more than 40%. Apple itself has set a target of selling 10 million units worldwide by 2008, gaining roughly a 1% share of the cell phone market. And, despite the handset's price tag of $499 for a 4-gigabyte model and $599 for an 8-gigabyte version, some bullish Wall Street analysts have predicted sales could hit as high as 45 million units in 2 years.